and you could put dirty clothes in it and things like that.
I'd call that a clothes basket too, but it would be for the bathroom. And the one you take to the laundry would be an open basket.
This certainly is a clean rug you have here.
I've been in here 3 years.
Uh-huh. It looks brand new. It certainly does. It's very nice.
They wear well, these rugs.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to shampoo it very much?
I've never been shampooed. Just rinse sweeper.
What kinds of, if you're cleaning your house, what kinds of things do you use to clean here?
A vacuum sweeper and the attachments that goes with it, mm-hmm. and dust cloth, mm-hmm. polish.
How would you describe your vacuum sweeper? What does it look like?
Well, it's a flat piece of machinery, I guess you'd have to say, covered machinery, and inside it has two wheels mm-hmm. that turn the brushes mm-hmm. opposite directions, I think they go, mm-hmm. and then it has a belt on it, and if you have to change the bag when it gets filled mm-hmm. with your dust.
Have you seen these machines that people have sometimes for, maybe if they have a lot of trash, they have a machine that smashes it into a square. What would you call that?
I don't know because I'm not familiar with it. I know what you mean, but I'm not familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. Just square it up and then you...
mm-hmm.
What kinds of things would you throw trash into here?
Well, we're supposed to put them in a bag and roll that bag tight, mm-hmm. and so they can't come up. And then we have a trash room down the hall before we get to the elevator, and we go in there and open the chute door. Mm-hmm. and throw it down.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want us to put any glass and things like that, because one time they did and they cut the rubber,
uh-huh.
and they had a lot of work to do.
I see. Well, I see, so you can't put glass, and you just put it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. You put it down on the floor by the, mm-hmm. that's where we put our newspapers. Mm-hmm. When we finish with them, we carry them in and put them. I have all of them to read yet. I don't think they'll get read.
Uh-huh.
And you put your papers in there, and each morning they have some colored help around here. By they come in, get all the papers and cans and bottles if there's any there.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a container about this high that you might keep in your bathroom or something to throw tissues into? What would you call that?
Just throw tissues in.
Uh-huh. Or you might have one in your kitchen that you might put paper into. And what would you call that? Oh, just a container about
mm-hmm.
this thing. Might sit on your floor.
Oh, a trash can.
Uh-huh. if you had one outside, and if it were maybe about this high, what would you call it?
Garbage can.